Welcome to this special live Think Tank edition of Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. For the second year in a row, we gathered seven clinical investigators, Drs. Rich Goldberg, Dan Haller, Howard Hoxter, Axel Grothy, Neil Maripol, Mike O'Connell, and Alan Vanook at the Gastrointestinal Cancer Symposium, a.k.a. ASCO GI, to discuss and debate some of the most controversial questions in this disease. Like our first adventure, we placed about 200 portable computers in the audience and allowed attendees to fire out questions they had for the faculty. And by the end of this Saturday night, we had almost 500 queries, many of which were discussed in the conference. The meeting focused on a series of recent clinical trial reports, and the first was a presentation at the 2007 ASCO meeting by Dr. Aymeric de Grammont of the Optimox II study, that demonstrated a survival disadvantage to total treatment holidays in the management of metastatic disease. When the think tank audience was polled for their usual approach to the patient treated in the first-line setting with FOLFOX bevacizumab who developed neurotoxicity with oxaliplatin, by far the most common recommendation was to continue the 5-FU1 bevacizumab rather than a total cessation of systemic therapy. Dr. Grothy began the discussion.
First of all, Optimox study was closed prematurely because bevacizumab came to the market and the investigators didn't think it was justified to have a non-bevacizumab study. So we don't know anything about the Optimox-like designs, Optimox-like treatment in the context of bevacizumab. So it's not the investigator's fault. It's not the study's fault. It's just by having chance. I do think there are two points that are problematic with Optimox too. First of all, the small number of patients, of course. It's a phase two level of evidence. The second point is that tumors were allowed to regrow up to almost the same initial size. Having said that, I mean, we cannot ignore the difference of 7 months in overall survival. This is concerning to me. It just raises a flag. Doesn't mean, you know, this is only based on the fact that there was chemotherapy-free interval. The monitoring issue, you know, how soon do you reintroduce chemotherapy is definitely one of the components. But if we want to formulate a default, a treatment recommendation, I think the default right now should rather be to treat than not to treat, to treat to progression than give patients a pre-planned long free interval. That doesn't mean that I don't work around holidays, patient holiday events, personal events, that I can't just give patients a break of weeks, but I'm not thinking of months. That's the right thing.